Back here on the Hy-Vee Fort Dodge Coach's Corner, the place to be, that is Hy-Vee, each and every Saturday morning, right here on the Coach's Corner, exclusively on Sunny 99.7, online at yourfortdodge.com. I'd like to welcome to the show the leader of the cross-country program at St. Eben, Coach Mike Zalat, back on the show. And, Coach, good to have you back, good to hear from you, and good to see some good things happening that we'll get to in just a moment. But first of all, thanks for the time.
You bet. Thanks. Yeah, we had a good week, so I'm looking forward to discussing it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, let's talk about that week a little bit. A strong showing for you guys at the Algona meet earlier this week. Both your boys and girls programs really with strong, impressive finishes once again.
Yeah. just about every kid, varsity JV, had their best times of the year. We talked about this before last week that Algona usually is fast, and it was Monday, and the kids took advantage of that and had some really good times. And I'll start off maybe talking about the girls. Michaela Lighting led the way for us again. And the big takeaway from that for me was that our spread from Michaela to Caroline, who was our fifth runner, Caroline stepped up again for us. And like I said in the paper, Caroline wasn't even feeling very well that day and maybe wasn't even going to run. So she did a great job, was our fifth runner, scored for us, and our spread was a minute 49, and that's by far the best spread we've had all year long. So, you know, you say you learned from me some terminology and stuff in cross country, and that spread's really important for really quality teams, and to get that down to under 2 minutes was a huge thing for our girls. And so that's what I'm really excited about, was that A, their times, and then B, the spread between our first and our fifth. And so, yeah, I'm really excited to see what the next couple weeks bring.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you use the term packing up as part of like kind of making that spread lower, and you've been able to consistently improve upon that as well. Now let's talk a little bit about your boys' program. They really had another strong finish as well.
Right, yeah, and as impressive as the girls' spread was, the boys' was even much more so, because their spread was 50 seconds. So the boys were really very excited afterwards to see their times and then to see how close they were to one another. And we had, I think, Ronnie Orris, Devin, Drew, all PR'd. Really, really good day for those guys. And so, yeah, we get that spread down there, and Aaron was just a shade over 18 minutes, so we get him in the 17s, and everybody else drop a few more seconds. It's shaping up to be one of the better years we've had, maybe in the last four or five, so.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys are really turning the corner and putting the best foot forward on the boys' side there, and maybe looking to get to some heights that you haven't in recent time. In the girls' program, you're looking to continue to build on a strong deal there and kind of a tradition of excellence that you have. When you say PR, you're talking about personal record, for those
Correct.
Folks that don't know, you know, the terminology of cross country, and I wouldn't have known that had you not already taught me that in our conversations. So, you know, you guys are really performing well, and you talked about, you know, Algona being a fast track, so to speak. What is it that makes it such a fast track?
Well, I'd have to say probably the fact that there's a lot of long straightaways. There's not a lot of turns. There's some monster hills in there. There's a couple decent-sized hills, and that's why I'm always a little bit confused as to why we run well. The kids can wear watches that have GPS on them and things like that, and I talked to a couple kids, and it measured 3.11, 3.12, so it's legit. I mean, it's not a short course, but so, like I said, just the fact that there's very few turns, and the turns that are there, there's only like one somewhat sharp turn. And so beyond that, you just get a chance to get out and really stride out and get some really good, you know, half mile stretches there where you're not impeded whatsoever. And when you go up the hills, that obviously means that certain times you get to go downhills too. So there's some long declines that I think help the time. So, like I said, it's a great course, and the kids look forward to running there, and they get great time. So this year was no exception.
Coach Mike Zaland is my guest from St. Edmund Cross Country. They are coming off impressive finishes on the girls and boys side at Alcona this past week. Coach, what do you have coming up in the near future?
We got into the South Central Calhoun meet on Tuesday. We're going to run there. We traditionally run on Thursday at the Fort Dodge Public Schools hosted a meet. Huge meet. You know, there's a couple hundred, sometimes 400 or 500 kids in the JV race. And so they eliminated the JV and the middle school portions of that and are just running varsity. And we wanted to get in a meet where we got all our kids running. And Kevin Astor, the AD at Fort Dodge Senior High, was very willing to work with us and let us get out and come back next year. And we weren't the only school, he said, that did that. But I understand where they're coming from with COVID and things like that. I mean, those JV races just have incredible numbers, and I think they're making a great decision, and then they're respecting ours as well. So, yeah, we're going to run down at Lake City, south of Calhoun. Coach Brian Knapp down there got us in there. He's an icon in the sport. He's been around for a long, long time. Phenomenal coach. And we ran districts there, I think, in 2009, somewhere in that neighborhood. It's a pretty good course, too. There's one section that's kind of hilly that bring the times to kind of a normal meet situation. So we'll go down there, see some good competition. The girls will run against Manson. They're really coming on. And then the boys will run against number 6 or 7 Ogden. So that'll kind of let us know where we're at.
Coach Mike Zaland is my guest here on the Hy-Vee Fort Dodge Coaches Corner, St. Edmund Cross Country. Let's talk a little bit about what you guys did at Alcona. What really impressed me was if you looked at the other teams in that field, you saw schools that were way, way bigger than you guys. You guys competed at a high level with schools that have, you know, way more enrollment, way more resources. I thought that was really the biggest takeaway I had from it.
Yeah, there's some good teams there. The girls' side, there's Charles City. Their number one runner, she is unbelievable. And, I mean, there was nobody that touched her. And on the boys' side, there's the Quentin Orr, and everybody knows around here Quentin, what he's done. And so on an individual basis, there were some real horses there. And then, yeah, the teams were pretty solid. Boys beat number 12, Okoboji, who's a 2A school. So then when the ratings came out and we weren't rated, I think some of our guys took offense to that. And I saw a little more gumption in practice. I think they want to prove otherwise. And so they want to try to get Ogden, who's, like I said, a top 10 team. And we'll see if we can get them Tuesday. And they're super highly motivated. And the girls, they've got one focus to continue the streak to go to state. So they really know what they want. And now we have an option or the opportunity to win the conference meet. I think we're the favorite there. We're not going to shy away from that. We beat all the conference schools on the girls' side. So that's not typically a goal of ours, but we're in a situation right now where that can be a very realistic goal and doesn't happen very often. So we're excited about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime you can put a conference title in the trophy case, that means something, and it's certainly a great accomplishment. The South Central Calhoun meet this week, who else is in that?
Like I said, so well, South Central Calhoun, Manson, Kemper, Ogden. Who else we got in there? Got it right here in front of me. Woodward Academy, West Bend Mallard, Southeast Valley, they're running well right now. OABCIG, Sioux Central, their boys team was really good last year, but they lost quite a bit. Pocahontas area, Elta Aurelia, ESAC, and Greene County.
Okay.
So a lot of local teams that we'll get to see, and we're looking forward to competing, and we'll give it our best shot.
Yeah, and in terms of, you know, school size, a little bit more of, you know, kind of, yeah, a lot of those schools are bigger than yours, but a little bit less of the difference in enrollment than you've seen, in your last couple of meets as well.
Right.
And on the boys' side, you know, somebody actually may win this thing that's not named Quentin Orr because he won't be in it from Humboldt.
Yeah.
So.
Right, exactly. Good point there, yeah. Yeah, I mean, individual basis, we won't see something like that, but And Quinton is so good, our guys really don't see him anyway. So, but that's okay. They're a 3A school, and we understand that. And and he's a great kid, and our kids really like him and respect him. And so, yeah, it'll be nice not to have to have him show us up.
Yeah, he's become the Larry Bird of cross country around here in terms of when Larry Bird asked the people at the 3-point contest, the other guys in the contest in the locker room in 1989, he walked in, put his bag down, and said, "All right, guys, who's shooting for second? Because I'm taking first." That's what Quentin Orr's been here for Humboldt cross country so far this year. Coach Mike Zalata has been my guest here on the Hy-Vee Fort Dodge Coach's Corner. Coach, always appreciate your time. Like to hear what's going on with St. Edmund Cross Country, and we'll have to do it again next week.
All right. Thanks, Rob. Have a good day, man.